This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عملوا الصالحات. The word الصالحات, where does it come from? It comes from the word صالحا. صالحا. وصلاح, it comes. And صلحا as well. صلحا. صلحا means to rectify something. يعني صلحا means to take something that is broken and fix it up. And so الصالحات, the good deeds, are called صالحات because they rectify our state. They rectify our soul and they rectify our heart. It's like, يعني, it's like Allah Azza wa Jal taught us الصالحات because we're broken and we're dirty from the inside. And if someone is broken and dirty from the inside, what does he need? He needs something to fix him up. And so how is he going to fix himself? He'll turn back to الصالحات, meaning the fixers, the rectifiers. And that's why the good deeds were called as such, because they make us better people, they purify the soul and they cleanse that heart. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they did the good deeds. That is a plural. And the plural is an implication to that the good deeds are many. يعني, do whatever you can of the good and don't belittle anything that is small. الصالحات, plural. They tell you that there's so many of them. Go and do whatever you can do and do as much as you can from it. With the hadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا, do not belittle anything of the good. يعني, a woman, Allah Azza wa Jal appreciated her deed, forgave her and admitted her into the paradise because she gave water to a dog. A man, Allah Azza wa Jal appreciated the deed, he has made him to the paradise because again he gave water to a dog. It was enough that Allah forgave his sins and admitted him to the paradise. I mean, imagine that you gave a cup of water to your mother or to your father or to someone who was in need of it or to the poor. You're feeding a human being. And above this, a Muslim human being, even better. SubhanAllah, what kind of goodness can come from that? If it was done sincerely for the sake of Allah, perhaps that is enough to bring you Jannat al-Firdaus. فيعني, one is supposed to focus on the deeds. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, he says, عُرِبَتْ عَلَيَّ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي حَسَنُهَا وَسَيِّئُهَا. He said that the deeds of my ummah, the good ones and the bad ones, were all presented before me. And he said, فَوَجَدْتُ حَسَنَهَا مِنْ حَسَنِهَا الْأَذَى يُمَاقُ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. He said, you say, subhanAllah, he said, all the good deeds were presented before me. And I seen from among them, and this is what he chose to tell us, picking up something harmful from the people's path, removing harm from the people's path. يعني subhanAllah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is highlighting, even that, don't lose focus on it. And don't, يعني, let someone else will pick it up and keep going. Pick it up, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam highlights from the many good deeds, he highlights this one from the same hadith where he said, I saw all the good deeds. And he says, I saw all the bad deeds, just to complete the hadith for you. And he said, that is the film that one spits in the masjid and does not bury it. Obviously, you know in the past, that it was just يعني, the dirt that was in the masjid or whatever it is. And يعني, when one had film in his mouth and he had to يعني, spit it out, he'd spit it. But if he did not bury it, then that is from among the sayyad. So bury it, hide it, cover it, wash it, move it. You do that, and that is يعني بإذن الله تعالى will save you from entering into that sin. فَإِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.